ಸಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ಸಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೀಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಪ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ಬೃಹಭಾನು ಚಿತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ಪಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭಕ್ತ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭೈವ ಚ ಪತೀತಾನ ಪಾವನೆಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಧಾರಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ. ಲೇಡೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಜೆಂಟಲ್ಮೆನ್, ಐ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್. And we are known practically all over the world as the Hare Krishna people. Wherever we go, they immediately recognize us as the Hare Krishna people. So I'll try to speak something about the Hare Krishna people. This Hare Krishna people means, since I started this movement in 1967 in New York, in a small scale, and it means, I went there in 1965, and for 1 year I had no shelter, neither any means to maintain myself. I had some books only, not the Bhagavatam. And somehow or other I pulled on. In 1966 I started this movement after incorporation in New York under the State Religious Act. And I began to chant Hare Krishna mantra in a park in New York, and it is called Tompkinson Square. Tompkinson Square. And these young boys and girls, they began to assemble and chant and dance. This is the beginning. And when one well-known poet, perhaps you know, is Mr. Allen Ginsberg. He was also coming and joined with us. In this way, first of all, we started our center in New York, Second Avenue, and then gradually expanded in San Francisco, in Montreal, in Boston, Buffalo, and Los Angeles. Now we have got 52 branches all over the world, including one in Tokyo, one in Hong Kong, and Australia, Sydney. Now try to understand what is this Hare Krishna movement. This Hare Krishna movement, recently it was started about 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Bengal, West Bengal, in the district of Nadia, about 60 miles north of Calcutta. And he started this movement. This movement is of course not to be understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started it something new. No. It is the oldest. Only in this sense that 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna spoke about the Krishna consciousness movement in the Bhagavad Gita. And if you go further, then from the statement of Bhagavad Gita, we understand it was started about 40 million years ago. Because in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you find there is a statement given by Lord Krishna, Himam divasvati yugam prastaman aham abhayam divasthan manave praho. Divasthan manave praho. Don't you say. Manu ikha kavidravi. It is stated by Lord Krishna, he said that first of all, I spoke this Krishna consciousness philosophy as yogam. Even divasati yogam prasavam aham abhayam. And divasan means sun god. As there is one god in this planet, maybe the president of the United States or some other president, predominating deity. Similarly, in every planet there is a predominating deity. And the predominating deity of the person in the sun globe is called Vivasthan. So Vivasthan, his son, is Mano. Mano means the father of the mankind. Manushya, the Sanskrit word, is a man called Manushya. That means of Mano. Man or Manushya, these words have come from Mano. This Mano happened to be the son of Divasya. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manu ikha kavidra. Divasya manavetraho. Manu ikha kavidra. And Ikhaku was the son, Maharaj Ikhaku was the son of Mano. Therefore, the dynasty coming from Ikhaku Maharaj, in which Lord Ramchandra appears, is called Surya Vansh, because it is coming from the sun god. The Kshatriya family, the royal family in India, there are two groups. One is coming from the sun god, another coming from the moon god. But that is a long history, of course. But the point is that this Krishna consciousness movement is not new, something manufactured, concocted. It is the oldest. Because it is coming from sun god. And taking it from Mano, it comes to the calculation about 40 million years ago. Now, what is this Krishna consciousness movement? The Krishna consciousness movement means the essence of all religious principles. What is religious principle? Religious principle means to abide by the laws given by God. That is called religious principle. Simple one. Dharmantu sāchād bhagavat pranītam. Dharma means the codes and the laws given by God. That is dharma, hariri. Just like in our ordinary life, we receive the laws from the state of the king. The word given by the king or the state is accepted as law, and everyone has to abide by the law. Similarly, the order or the principle given by God is called religion. Religion without God is nonsense. Religion, because religion needs the codes of God. So if one does not accept the existence of God, naturally he has no religion. And according to basic principle, a man without religion is an animal. Dharmena Hina Pasadhu Samana. Because in every civilized form of human society, you find some sort of religion. It may be Christian religion, it may be Hindu religion, it may be Buddhist religion, or it may be Mohammedan religion, Jewish religion, it doesn't matter. Any civilized form of human society must have a sort of religion. Otherwise, it is animal society. What is the difference between animals and human beings? The animals, they are engaged with the bodily necessities of life. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunam. Eating, sleeping, ahara nidra, and defending and death life. These are the bodily necessities. You have to eat something, you have to sleep for some time, you have to defend yourself from other attacks, and you must have second job. These are bodily necessities. So these bodily necessities are there in the human society and the animal society. Ahara nidra bhayamaithunanta samanam etat pasuri naranam. Then what is the speciality of human society? The speciality of human society is that there must be some form of religion. In the animal society, there cannot be any form of religion. Therefore, the Shastric Indian telling is that without any form of religion, a human society is animal society. Dharmena hina pasuri samana. Now, we have to understand what is religion. Religion, as I have already told you, religion means the codes and words given by God. These codes and words coming from God in disciplic succession. According to our basic principles, that is the original principles of the world. Because at the present moment, the history of the world cannot give any chronological account more than 3,000 years. And what was the position of the human society beyond the 3,000 years? That is Krishna consciousness. From Mahabharata history, we can understand that the whole world, this planet, was called Bharatvarsha. Now Bharatvarsha has come to a limited circle on this, but formerly the Bharatvarsha was, and the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. There was an emperor of the name Maharaj Bharat, under whose name, or after his name, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. Before that, this planet was known as Ilavativarsha. So, the Vedic civilization, having to say, before 3,000 years, the whole world was as a Vedic civilization. The Aryans. The Aryans, at least, they were as a Vedic civilization. And that Vedic civilization is Krishna concept. One friend was telling me that in Russia, the word Krishna is there. And Krishna means beautiful. Somebody told me? You told me? Yes. And in Greek, I will say, what is called, dictionary, there is a word Christos. And some of the Christians say that this Christ comes from the word Christos. So there is a link. Of course, those who are philologists, they can find out what is the history of this word. But so far, we have studied the history of the world. Krishna was known all over the world. Krishna was known all over the world. Therefore, it is to be understood that everyone was Krishna conscious. So apart from this historical point of view, try to understand what is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means pure consciousness. Just like water, when it falls down from the clouds, It is pure. And as soon as it drops or mixes with the muddy earth, it becomes muddy. It is no more clear. Similarly, we as spirit souls, our consciousness is as pure as Krishna is pure. And Krishna consciousness means that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Gradually, as we contact the material contamination, we become different consciousness. Just like we are sitting, so many ladies and gentlemen here, some of us thinking that I am American, some of them are thinking that we are Indian, some of them are thinking German or this or that, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am white, I am black. In so many ways we are our consciousness that polluted. Actually, my position is, as it is said in the Vedic literature, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma or spirit soul. In Bhagavad Gita we find that when a person becomes realized as Brahma, in spirit soul. Now I am identifying not as Brahma, but I identify with this body. I am American, I am Englishman, I am Indian. Yes. Because by accident I got this Indian body, I may think that I am Indian, you may have an American body, you may think I am Indian. But we are neither American nor Indian. We are pure spirit soul. This is only a outward way. Suppose you have got green dress, you don't say that I am green dress. You say I am Mr. John. Similarly, if we say that I am American, I am Indian, that is not my real identification. Exactly like that. If somebody says that I am Mr. Green dress, I am Mr. White dress, that is not identification. Similarly, if I say I am American or I am Indian or Englishman, so many Hindus and Muslims, that is not my pure identification. My pure identification is that I am eternal servant of Krishna or God. That's all. That is pure identification. When it comes to this understanding, that I am eternal servant of God, that is called Brahma Bhuta state. Aham Brahmasmi. And what is the characteristic of that Brahma Bhuta state? The characteristic of Brahma Bhuta state is stated in the Bhagavad Gita by Krishna himself. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Nakankati Kama Sarvesu Bhuteshu Madhubhakti Lavati Parama Bhaktyama Vijanati Javana Jasyami Tattataha Roman Tattato Gasla Bhisateta Dhanantara. So, the Brahma Bhuta says, is described that when one realizes his own self, that is called mukti, liberation. As soon as one understands that I am not this body, I am something different from this body, that anyone can understand very easily. That's not a very big job. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Devi Lakshmin Jatha Dehe Kaumara Gauvana Jara Tatha Dehantaram Prati Dhirat Satra Namayat. It's like in your childhood, you were in a body which was called baby or child. Now I'm old man, I can remember in my childhood I was so small. And that body is gone. Now I have got a different body. But I am there. This is understanding. Na hannate hannamane sarire. By changing body, the eternal soul does not, annihilate. Na hannate hannamane sarire. This understanding is called Brahma understanding. That I am eternal. I have no birth, I have no death. The birth and death is a pertaining to this body. And changing body from one body to another. This is called Brahma Bhuti understanding. Aham Brahmasmi, that is. So when one comes to this understanding, his characteristics will be that he is jolly. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma.
He becomes jolly.
In the material state, everyone is morose, full of anxiety. But in the spiritual life, he is jolly. Na sotati, na kankati. What is the characteristic of jolliness? That he does not lament, he does not hanker. In the material state, he hankers for things which he do not possess. And he laments for things he has lost. But in the Brahma Bhuta state, as soon as you understand that you are spirit soul, there is no more hankering or lamenting. That is the characteristic of Brahma realization. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, na sotati, na kankati. Then you can think of universal brotherhood. So long you are under the category of hankering and lamenting, you cannot think of universal brotherhood. That is important. Therefore, in spite of so much of conferences in the United Nations, the fighting is going on. The Pakistan is separated on the ground of religion, Hindu Muslim. Now they are fighting between Muslim and Muslim. Why? Because that disease, hankering and lamenting is there. It is not Brahma Bhuta's thing. And they cannot be on the platform of seeing everyone on equal terms. Sama sarvesu bhutesu. That is not possible. But sama sarvesu bhutesu means when one is actual on the spiritual platform, he can see everyone on the same category. Because everyone is spiritual. Then not only in human society, in other animal society also, just like there are 8,400,000 species of life, that means the living entity is passing through different types of bodies. This is called learning. This is called understanding. Unfortunately, this learning and understanding, there is none throughout the whole world in any university. Therefore, whatever education you are getting, that is not real learning. That is not real learning. Pandita Samadarshan. If one gets actual learning, then he sees you equally, everyone. Pandita Samadarshan. Vidya Vinaya Sampanni Brahmani Gavyasthi. So, this is a long subject matter. It is not possible to explain everything for this Krishna consciousness movement. But the actual fact is, this Krishna consciousness movement needs to bring one to original consciousness. That is the Saman Sabhastha. To original consciousness. That original consciousness can be achieved by simple method. What is that? Chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It is a fact. Just like we have got so many European and American boys and girls, how they have come to this platform, how they have given their old habits. Naturally, these boys and girls were taught from the beginning of their life so many things which is not accepted in baby civilization, but they are now given up. There is no illicit sex life amongst our students. There is no meat eating. There is no intoxication, including coffee and tea and cigarettes. And there is no gambling. And they are practiced to Hare Krishna mantra chanting, not only as you have seen some of the samples, we have got 52 branches. In every branch we have got not less than 25 up to 100. So this is the Brahma Bhuta state. It is not story, but it is fact. How it is obtained? It is obtained by Krishna consciousness. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mantra jab vyavichari bhakti yogi na sevate sagunam samati taitana brahma bhujaya kalbu. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service unflinchingly without any adulteration, he immediately becomes elevated to the Brahma Bhuta state. immediate. That is status. So this Krishna consciousness movement is neither a new movement, nor it is a concocted philosophy. It is based on authorities like Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, and practically you see how it is effective. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, these boys and girls, they are elevated, they are taking the matter very seriously, they are preaching this cult all over the world. So our request to everyone that whatever you are doing, it doesn't matter. Please take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That is our only request. You are not losing anything, but you are gaining very much. Simply by chanting, it will cleanse your heart. All our misunderstanding is in the heart. All the rubbish things you have accumulated after many, many births. So we have to cleanse it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, your heart will be clean. The mirror of your heart will be clean. Keta Datpana Mahajanam, Bhava Mahadavani Nidvapana. And immediately you will be able to extinguish the blazing fire of this material existence. These are the different items of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And he therefore says, Param Vijayate Sankhi, Sri Krishna Sankhitam. All victory to Sri Krishna Sankhitam. I do not wish to take much of your time. This Hare Krishna movement is very nice, authorized, spiritual, simple, and sublime all at a time. If you kindly take this, you will be benefited and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.
We have made the statement that, that we attain a certain amount of bliss by engaging in the Krishna consciousness process. Do we deny the fact that other people have attained similar bliss from doing other things, such as
reason?
There are three qualities of man. And each one, feeling of pleasure is different. Just like there are crows and there are swans. The crows take pleasure in a different way and the swans take pleasure in a different way. That is natural. The crows are different from the swans, although they are birds. But because they have been conducted under different qualities of nature, their propensities are also different. So one may take pleasure by howling and drinking, and one may take pleasure by chanting and dancing in Hare Krishna. It is a different quality. So in the Bhagavad Gita, everything is divided into three divisions. There are religions of different qualities, and there are actions of different qualities. Exactly the same example, as there are differences between the crows and the swans, similarly there are different persons in the human society. One class of person, they take pleasure in one class of thing, and another person they take in a different time. So that division will continue so long we are in this material world. But we are talking of original concepts. These are contaminated concepts. When we come to the original consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness. We are trying to bring everyone to that platform. That is our program. It's like when the water from the sky drops on the ground, immediately becomes muddy. Now, if the water drops in too much muddy place, it becomes too much muddy, and if it drops in a clear place, it remains clear. Similarly, our coming in contact with of this material world means we come in contact of the three qualities of matter. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. So, if you come in contact with Satogon, then your position is very clear. Just like sometimes Prakash. And if you are in Rajogon, then you are very passionate. And if you are in Tamogon, then you are in darkness. But Krishna consciousness is so nice that in whatever quality or modes of nature you are in, if you simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra, all of you come to the transcendental position of Krishna consciousness. That is the advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. It doesn't matter in what modes of nature and quality you are now existing. If you simply take to this process of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it's not immediately, but gradually you will be sure to come to the Krishna consciousness platform. That is your program.